Welcome to
Animal Adventures,
the podcast that gives you animal jokes, animal riddles. Oh, I got the riddles this time.
Yay.
Animal facts and real life animal encounters.
We got all of them.
What's up, Campbell?
Ooh, the ceiling.
Okay. What do we got today?
Well, we have a guest today.
Oh, we do. Right over there.
What's your name?
Isla.
Hi, Isla.
She has been in a previous episode, weren't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What episode is that?
I forget.
Yeah.
Okay. I forget too. We'll have to look that up. Isla, what are we doing today? What are we learning about?
Ladybugs.
Oh, ladybugs. That's nice.
A more accurate term would actually be lady beetle. Since they are not bugs, they are insects.
Ah, they're insects. Okay. We looked up the difference between a bug and an insect, and bug is kind of a generic term. Sometimes people use the term bugs for insects, but there's some differences there. We got into the weeds a little bit with that one.
Insects usually have 6 legs, and bugs usually have 4.
Hmm. All right. So what do we know about ladybugs?
Well, there's over 5,000 different species.
Wow.
The most common one you see, the red with black spots, is called the seven-spotted ladybug.
The seven-spotted ladybug.
Yes.
Hmm, nice. Now, are all ladybugs ladies? Are they all female?
No.
No, okay. There's male ladybugs, too?
Yes.
Okay. But they're still called ladybugs.
Yes.
Got it.
Yes.
You got any facts, Isla?
Do you want to share something?
No, you want to just kind of hang out?
If you remember something, just say.
Yeah, you can just add on.
I remember something.
What is it?
When ladybugs are younger, they have spots, and when they start to get older, their spots start to disappear.
Yeah.
Oh.
So when they're younger, they have really dark and black spots, and when they're older, their spots start to fade.
So, okay, but you guys talk about younger or older. What's the life expectancy of a ladybug? How long do these ladybugs live for?
That is actually one of the few things we didn't research, but
okay, maybe I'll look that up while you keep going.
No,
okay.
So there is this thing that we did. So they do eat aphids, and some types of ladybugs eat plants. They lay hundreds of eggs in aphid nests, and when the eggs hatch, the baby ladybugs eat all the aphids.
Wow.
But we do know that ladybugs eat about 50 aphids a day, and they can eat up to 5,000 in their lifetime.
Okay. Oh, so you could do some math there maybe to figure out how long they live, generally.
Yes.
I'm Googling it now, but it's not coming quickly.
So, well,
go ahead. What else you got?
Okay, yeah. So,
wait, how did you say that? You said 5,000. Let's do the math.
So 5,000 in a lifetime and 50 in a day.
So 50 in a day, right? So, and 5,000 a lifetime. So
yeah.
What's 5,000 divided by 50?
Well, 5,000 divided by 50 would be 100.
Yeah. So they live about 100 days.
Yeah.
And so that's an estimate based on this other data that we
have.
And we'll try to confirm that too. So 100 days, so less than a year.
Yeah.
Right, so probably like seasonal. They live like
a season.
Yeah, yeah. 100 days. Because there's how many days in a year?
365.
Right.
Enough with the math. Back to ladybugs. Isla, do you want to share anything about...
Ooh, but this says... I found something online that's saying ladybugs live for 1 to 2 years.
Interesting.
Or can live up for a year. 12 years. So maybe they just have days where they don't eat as many aphids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So, Isla, can ladybugs fly, Isla?
Yes, they can.
Are they good flyers, though?
Not really.
No, they kind of like wobble around in the
air.
They
can flap their wings 85 times per second and go 35 miles per hour, though.
Cool. And you said they eat aphids and they lay their nest inside aphid nests, or they lay eggs inside aphid nests, mm-hmm. So the babies when they're born just can
eat the aphids.
Yeah. Be born and then just start snacking, right? What else you got?
Well, their colors are actually a warning sign to predators saying, like, I don't taste good. I might be poisonous. You don't want to eat me. But there are certain predators that ignore that, such as birds, frogs, wasps, and dragonflies.
Okay. So it's kind of a good deterrent, but not foolproof.
Yeah.
They still get eaten by some of those animals. Cool. Yeah. All right, you got any jokes or any more facts about ladybugs you want to share?
In danger, sometimes they shoot a liquid out of their knees that some people describe as smelling like potatoes, peppers, mold, and nuts.
Oh. I wonder how you would be able to smell it. Is there enough of it that like people could smell?
Yeah, I suppose so.
But it wouldn't be like super strong, I wouldn't imagine.
Yeah, some of them don't even have spots.
Yeah?
Some of them have stripes.
Okay.
Which is interesting because when you think of a ladybug, you usually think of a red oval bug with black spots. But sometimes they have stripes, which I've never seen a ladybug with stripes. The most unique ladybug I've ever seen in person is when I was in kindergarten. We were on the playground. And oh, I'll save this for encounters.
Okay, we're going to the counters. You want to hit us with some jokes?
Yeah, so our first joke is, why did the ladybug go to the game early?
I don't know.
Why did the ladybug go to the game early?
I don't know.
To get good spots.
Ah, get it, Isla? To get a good spot? You get it?
Isla, what's our second joke?
Here, can I do it for you, Isla? Why? Can you do it, Campbell? I can't read that.
Okay. Why did the ladybug win hide and seek?
I don't know.
They had a good spot.
So just playing off the spot a little bit. That's pretty good. Yeah, you have one too, Isla? Okay, go ahead.
Why did the ladybug go to the movie theater?
Why?
Because it had a good spot.
Oh, because it had a good spot. Yeah. You could just kind of play that up with spots. You could use those jokes for any animal that has spots.
Yeah.
Really. All right. Well, so let's hear ladybug encounters. I probably had lots of ladybug encounters, but I...
The most
that
memorable.
That weren't super memorable, but it sounds like you have a memorable one, Campbell.
I have a few. Yeah, so we were at kindergarten once.
Yeah.
And we were on the playground. And... I was like, there was a structure thing, like the slide and like the climbing rock wall thing.
Yeah.
And I was on top of that. And Isla, you go to ECEC, right? So you know what I'm talking about, like the playground. And there was a ladybug on like one of the pillars, and it was yellow with like faded black spots.
So maybe it was getting a little bit older.
Yeah.
Because the spots were fading.
That was the most unique ladybug I've ever seen.
Hmm.
There was also a time where I was in my room building Legos, and there was a ladybug there. And Ben, you were here too.
I think I vaguely remember this. Yeah, go ahead.
So, and I was like, should we bring it outside? And you said, no, it came in for a reason to get food. So we just picked it up with a card and put it on my shelf and let it roam around.
Maybe there's a lot of aphids in your room.
I hope not.
Goodness. Isla, have you ever had a ladybug encounter?
One time when I was walking outside, in kindergarten, I saw a ladybug, and I'm guessing it was younger because it had
really good spots.
Yeah.
Cool.
What color was it?
It was. it was red with black spots.
Nice.
So probably seven spotted, or maybe another type that black with red spot, red with black spots.
Yeah. Cool. All right. So that kind of wraps it up for Ladybug.
Yeah.
We are doing our next episode. We don't have a riddle, right?
Because it's a bonus episode.
It's kind of a bonus episode. You want to talk about that, Campbell, a little bit?
Yes.
Okay.
So at the time of recording this episode, it is February vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And a few days ago, our dog, Penny, died. So, yeah, we're all very sad about that, and we'll talk more about that in the next episode.
Yeah, so we're going to kind of do a tribute for our dog in the next episode and talk about some stories about our dog.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's it for us.
At Animal
Adventures.
Adventures.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.